You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping up a heated, emotional first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, you can get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source by downloading the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere.
Schedule being released at 8 o'clock, too. We'll have previews, a bunch of content on the website right at 8 o'clock, so make sure you log on, clevelandbrowns.com.
That's right. I hope we get a couple primetime games this year. Yes, we'll have a little bit of a preview about it, see what happens there. By the way, Mel Kiper on his conference call just predicting Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Texans with the first pick of the second round. He also likes my guy Jordan Matthews, the wide receiver from Vanderbilt, who I think is a very good player to go in the first round, saying that he's an under-the-radar guy that teams are higher on than the media. All right, let's get one last call in for the first hour. Zach in Pennsylvania. You're on with Nathan Zagura and Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. I like Johnny Manziel. I think I watched his pro day the other day, all his passes that he made, and even his games last year. I mean, you got quarterbacks like Bortles, and you got Johnny Manziel, who's played defense in the SEC.
Yep.
And he lives to be in the spotlight. He has that swag factor.
No question.
And he'll make deep throws off his back foot on the run. And he's just an all-around impressive guy. And I think that's a guy. I mean, I like Brian Hoyer, but Johnny Manziel likes to be challenged. He likes those top defenses coming at him, and he can make a big play out of nothing. And that's what I like about Johnny Manziel.
What I like the most about Johnny Manziel is the things that he does, in a sense, off the field. It's his approach to the game. It's his confidence. It's his swagger. It's his ability to try to take things over and be the man. I like that. That's what you need out of your quarterback. He's got to be the alpha dog to lead your team. He's got that. But at the end of the day, swagger, if you have it and fail repeatedly on the field or do things that you are not supposed to do within the structure of your offense and it costs you football games, that breeds resentment. It only works when you do that and marry it with success. And if it does, then he'll be one of the greats.
I like that caller's point about the SEC defenses, because Manziel's going to be going up against the Steelers twice, the Ravens twice, the Bengals twice. The Bengals probably have the best defense out of that trio. He's used to getting hit and getting back up. I know there's issues with can he stay healthy, but he's used to taking hits and delivering in the fourth quarter. That was a good call.
Let me just say this, though, because I love the SEC, and yes, it is the best conference in football, but to say SEC defenses are the greatest, and for a time they were. This year, I don't think the SEC defenses were that good. Alabama's defense was not as good as it's been in the past. Missouri's defense was dreadful when you watch some of those games.
But 300-pound linemen. 300-pound linemen all the time. So it's size.
They're mahonkers.
Size-wise.
Yes, it wasn't the years past where it was lockdown defense. This year in the SEC, it was much more of the Wild Wild West and was reminiscent of the Big 12 a couple of years ago.
Because of Johnny Football, partly, and because of your boy Aaron Murray, some of these quarterbacks coming out of that league are very impressive. It will be interesting to see where Murray does go. I can see a team taking a chance on him earlier than most think.
Yeah, I think he'd go in the second round. I think he's a pretty darn good football player. Kevin, enjoyed having you on the show, brother. Appreciate it very much. And folks, you can check him out. Give him your Twitter handle. I know it's Mr. Kevin Jones.
Mr. underscore Kevin Jones.
At Mr. underscore Kevin Jones. Check him out at clevelandbrowns.com. Great content. The guy is prolific putting out content, articles on there all the time. And as he touched on earlier, with the schedule released tonight at 8 p.m., there will be immediate content on the website, clevelandbrowns.com, about the Browns schedule, which we know will be, at least based on last year's records, the sixth easiest in the National Football League. Turn it around, Browns. All right, Michael Regei joins me in the second hour. Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com, their draft guru, will be with us right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.